We're community-supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. And for our spotlight this morning, we have Ohio High Points Kelsey Webb in the studio.
Morning, Angie. How are you?
Very good. So I'm so glad that you're here because I love to hear what's available to the kids. You know, I have to tell you a little story. My son, who just finished engineering at Wright State, said to me, I should have gone to a tech school and gotten XYZ classes taken care of before I went to college because it was just something he didn't have to add to his college bill.
Correct. And that's a lot of the opportunity that comes with a career center, that it's providing those opportunities for students to dive into a career pathway before they go on to college, or it gives them the skills that they can land a job immediately after high school and not have to have any of that college debt or those employers pay for additional education.
Yeah. He's in engineering, right? So It was the 3D design software. Mm-hmm. That was the stuff that he should have taken when he was in high school from somebody like you guys. Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody out there listening whose kid's interested in engineering, I'm going to tell you, as a mom, you should probably look into this program. So tell us a few programs that you guys have out there.
Yes, so we have our Engineering Academy, and then we also have our Graphic and Media Arts Academy for those that maybe are looking to own their own business, whether it's with photography or audio or
any kind
video,
of graphic design.
Any type of graphic design. Thank you. I lost my train of thought there.
I got you.
And then we also have our Health Careers Academy. And then we also, on the other side of the house, we have all of our automotive programs. And we have a really cool program called Outdoor Careers.
Okay. Outdoor Careers. So what does that include?
Everything outdoors. And so obviously it's a very cool program, and it's definitely on the rise, that the students will learn everything from plant identification to landscape design and architecture. They'll learn all about parks and recreation, heavy equipment operation and safety. And then a lot of students that go into this program, their career track does include owning their own business. And so the course will then talk about business management and entrepreneurship.
Ooh, nice.
And how to establish your own business. And so they have a lot of partnerships that they work with to make sure that the students are learning exactly what they need to be learning, getting the certifications that they need to be getting. And these students then are walking out of the program full-time jobs with either a leadership track to become a manager or tuition assistants to continue classes in school or any of those other options. But this program is such a neat program because it encompasses so much that anything that a student is interested in the outdoors world, there's something in this program for them.
So you wouldn't actually teach them anything that has to do with construction, but the equipment.
Yes.
Because they need equipment operators.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
And so, I mean, if you're tearing up a garden bed, or if you're having to move cement blocks or anything, you're going to need to learn how to use a bobcat or an excavator.
I mean, heck, we use bobcats for Rock the Lake. So
yeah,
there's always an opportunity to use a bobcat.
Yes. And they're very fun to drive around. So,
wow.
So if you get your credential, that makes you like a lot more employable for those that maybe don't have that credential. And that's what employers are looking for. They're looking for not only the hard skills, but they're also looking for those intangibles as well. So.
Ah, very nice. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out more from Kelsey about those outdoor careers and some special events that are coming up that are kind of cool. So stick around. We've got more of our community spotlight in just a few. We are doing our community spotlight, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Kelsey Webb. She is with Ohio High Point Career Center, and I am just amazed about the stuff that the kids can learn these days at Ohio High Point. Like I told you before, my son, who just graduated and is now in the engineering field, did tell me he wishes he went and took his CAD class at a technical center before, so he wouldn't have had to pay for that.
Yes.
Now. Because now he's paying for it.
Yes. And that's what's great about a career center is, again, if you're in high school and you are interested in a particular career path, why not explore it? And we have partnerships with all of our schools that we work with in our 5-county district, and being able to partner with them and bring students to the Bell Fountain main campus or take programs to the schools and have career programs in the schools. All of that is just to give opportunities to students to explore careers, earn certifications, earn college credit. That way they can be set up for success for whatever their pathway is, whether it's enrollment, enlistment, or employment.
And the reality is that you don't have to go to college.
Exactly.
Because nowadays there's so many jobs that are, you know, you walk right into if you have the right certifications.
Exactly.
So I want to switch gears with you a little bit. We were talking earlier about your
outdoor careers program.
Yes, your outdoors career program. And one of the old things that you said was landscaping.
Yes.
So you have a kids out there that are taking classes on how to do landscape design, which is not just going and planting a tree. This is design.
This is the whole design. So they have special software that they use to actually create these landscapes. They have to know what the customer needs. Is it full sun, partial sun? Is it shade? What kind of atmosphere are you looking for? Do you have particular plants that you really enjoy? What plants go well together? And it's all these things then that they really need to understand about horticulture in order for them to have a beautiful display and to have it thrive in the location that they're in and design something that is appealing to the eye.
And I was thinking, if you have pets, there are certain plants you don't want.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is really important stuff.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, all of this is very important. But the kids are going to a competition.
They are.
So tell me.
They are going to the National Collegiate Landscape Competition this weekend. They've done it in years past. They've gone out to Colorado. They've gone to South Carolina. And this is a three-day...
Collegiate.
Yes. Yes. It's a three-day powerhouse event where they try and test their skills in all of these different elements of landscape design and anything outdoor career-wise and heavy equipment operations. And they're going against college students from OSU, Penn State, University of Michigan, Colorado State. So they're going against some pretty heavy hitters, and our students routinely, continuously, always impress me every year and place within the top half of those groups.
That's pretty cool.
Last year, they came home with $1,000 for their program because of what they were able to do at that competition.
And that is very cool.
It's pretty neat to see these students put their skills to the test and really see, you know, brag a little bit about how they can outperform some of our college students. It's really kind of awesome and really, really exciting for these students that get that opportunity and the networking opportunities.
Yeah.
They have a giant career fair, and it's everybody who's who in the landscape industry.
Wow.
And so they're able to shake hands and introduce themselves, get internships or interviews or whatever it might be, because they're able to network with so many people out wherever they're going for those competitions.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have any kids in high school anymore. So this is really good to hear that the kids are out doing these really unique competitions and they're doing so well. So I love to hear this.
Yes, they're doing great. And I always love going down to their lab space just because they're always doing something super cool, super neat, whether they're working with hydroponics where they're growing lettuce using water or, you know, being able to take the bobcat or the excavator out and work on some things on campus.
And I'm sure they work on golf course stuff too, because golf courses are very particular about their grass and
turf management and science and golf course. Yes,
they
cover all of that. Yes.
All right. So I know that there's this is what are we in? We're March. So May is when school is ending. I know you're taking applications for next year. So tell me how that works real quick and how people can get in touch with you.
Yes. So they can apply online at ohiohighpoint.com/apply. There's still time to submit their application. We take into consideration their grades, their attendance, and making sure that they're on track to graduate. And Outdoor Careers Program is still accepting applications. We don't have a full program just yet, but spots are limited. So if someone is interested, get that application in pronto because...
And the applications are for juniors and seniors.
They're for sophomores currently who will be juniors.
Okay.
We also have one-year programs that we're now promoting and making available. And so any juniors that may be interested in a one-year program, which we do have some one-year programs through the Outdoor Careers Program for them to earn certifications, they can submit their application for that as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. So how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at kweb@ohiohighpoint.com or at 937-599-3010.
And that's right online, ohiohighpoint.com. All right. Kelsey, thanks so much for the community spotlight this morning. I always love hearing about these different programs and Can't wait to hear how the kids do at their landscape design competition.
Yeah.
I think I might have to hire them for around here.
They do a lot of community service work. You'll see them out and about, whether it's at the courthouse or the Solid Waste District. They're always doing something out in the community.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, that was our community spotlight for this morning. And we'll be able to hear it again. You can even share it with your friends. We're going to have it up online a little bit later on in the day. But yeah, make sure that if you know anybody, I mean, even if they're younger, let them know that this is something that they can actually get on track for so that when they're a junior, they can be entering into these programs. That's our community spotlight. We're going to get back to the music after this.
Community supported. Shine FM.